in the catacombs beneath the church, which is the base station for Over the Air 2016, the last Over the Air ever, allegedly. That's what we've heard. I'm just grabbing people and seeing if I can find stories that have never been shared, or stories that are just generally interesting. And I've grabbed somebody right here, and you will hear sound echoing around the catacombs from people coding and hacking and building, and there's a massively long multicolored LED strip being unraveled right next to us. Who is us? You know me, at Documentally. I'm here assisting Nexmo today, capturing stories, and I'm having a lot of fun. Who are you, though?
Hi there, I'm Joe Nash, and I'm the student program manager at GitHub, which I expect most people have heard of. We are a company that provides a hosted Git solution for developers and anyone else, really.
You win today, by the way, for having the largest selection of very attractive laptop stickers.
Yes.
Well, they'll stick anywhere, won't they?
Yeah, we stick them on absolutely everything. So most people will probably be familiar with the Octocat. That is GitHub's mascot. It's a little adorable cat with tentacles and a variety of fun costumes. We distribute those everywhere. And the Octocat's kind of really special to us, as it's not only a bit of fun and our company's representation, but it's also a kind of reflection of our values. The Octocat comes in every different format, every different size, every different various nationalities and countries and genders and everything, really. And that's very important to us as a company. GitHub is a very remote company. We have employees from all over the world, employees of all different creeds and types. And we also have projects and users from everywhere, and we want software to be for everyone. And that's
so explain to someone who is just stumbled upon this from outside of the world of coding and developing, what does GitHub do for the layperson?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're writing software, you will often need to collaborate with other people, or you will need to keep backups of your code, or you'll need to manage that being stored somewhere. So you have what's called version control, which is software which you use to track changes to your code. It's software you use to remotely collaborate with other people to make sure that everyone has the latest version and can make their changes in a safe way. A very popular solution to a very popular version control is Git, which is made by Linus Torvalds, the same person who made Linux. And Git is great. Git is one of the industry leaders. It's free, it's open source. But if you're using it yourself, you have to host a server somewhere, and there's numerous complications with that. And one of the biggest ones is like collaborating with people outside of your organization. You have to give them access to your server, and it's a bit of a hassle. So rather than maintaining your own server, rather than trying to collaborate openly in what is essentially like your own lockdown version, GitHub is a software as a service. It's a cloud platform. It's hosted Git. So it's GitHub. It's Git on the internet. It's anyone can collaborate on any project. So like a large amount of the open source is hosted on GitHub. So if you want to go collaborate on open source or help an existing project, it's very easy to jump in and do so. And as well as that, we start to add features around Git. So we start to add things that make your day-to-day life as a developer easier. For example, GitHub has issues. So you can go, if you're using, say you're a user of Ruby on Rails, you can go straight, jump into the project, and you've got a problem with your Ruby, with using Ruby on Rails. You can go straight to Ruby on Rails, add an issue describing your problem, and someone who contributes to Ruby on Rails can see that issue and they can fix that issue for you. Or you can clone that repo or fork that repo, make the changes yourself, and then open a pull request against the original project to get your changes into it. So it's a way to enable everyone to collaborate and contribute to software.
How many people around us right now at Over the Air you think are using GitHub?
I would be surprised if it isn't all of them.
So I was thinking you might say.
Yeah, most developers will have interacted with GitHub in some way. So for their own, they may not be using it for their own projects. They may, if they're not working on anything open source, they may, or they're working on stuff in their company, they may be using a different thing. There are some other version control systems that are very popular in enterprise. There are some version control systems that, like for example, they may not want their software on the open cloud. Over the Air, there's a lot of privacy advocates. There's a lot of reason to be concerned about having your software on the open cloud, not behind your own firewall. For enterprise, GitHub has a solution for that, but for private individuals, there are perhaps other ways they do that. So although they themselves may not be hosting projects on GitHub, chances are they're consuming a library or consuming some software that they've gone to on GitHub, and maybe they've had a conversation around that software on GitHub.
So that leads me into, why are you here? Why come to Over the Air?
So, as I mentioned,
are you selling anything? Well, no. There's nothing to sell. They're all using it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we don't sell things. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, I manage the student programs. So my role is to spend time with students, both technical and non-technical, and help them become better developers, help them get into the world of software, get into the world of collaborating on software, get their voices heard amongst the technology stack and make sure that they have a part in shaping what technology we use tomorrow. So part of my interest in Over the Air is a hackathon, and I'm obsessed with hackathons. They are where I came from and where I will continue to go. And this weekend is a very, very busy weekend for hackathons. There are 5 student hackathons in Europe this weekend, 2 of which are in the UK, 1 of which is in London. So we're sponsoring, GitHub are sponsoring Over the Air. We provided money for diversity tickets. But as well as that, the student hackathons in London, the one in Nottingham and one in London start tomorrow. And I basically come to Over the Air today with a big group of students, getting them to participate in a technological discussion and getting them to come to the conference and see the talks ahead of going to the hackathon tomorrow. So the aim is that...
Be an unfair advantage?
No, not at all, no. The student hackathons are very open format. They're not terribly competitive. They're built around these 3 values. So in the student hackathon scene, we have these 3 core values, which are learn, build, share. Learn something awesome, build something with it, share it with everyone else. I'm hoping today that from all these wonderful speakers and all these wonderful privacy and open rights advocates in this room, these hackers learn something. Yep, exactly.
And wearing a t-shirt with open rights on it, even though Glyn's coming tomorrow, he won't get to see me wearing it.
But yeah, so I'm hoping that today all the students learn something, and then tomorrow they go to Hack London, they go to Hack Knots, they go to Junction, they go to the one in Croatia, I can't remember what it's called, and they build something with that knowledge, and then on Sunday they share that with everyone else. So that's my aim. Next to me, I have a bright yellow backpack with a Octocat stuck to the top of it. That is a physical representation of the GitHub Student Developer Pack. So one of the things we do for students is we give them GitHub for free. As long as you're in an educational institution, you get a GitHub for free. But as well as that, it also comes with a variety of tools to hack with. So in addition to GitHub, you also get access to AWS, Amazon Web Services, you get access to DigitalOcean, SendGrid, tools to learn. So if you're someone who's kind of going for education, trying to get your start in the software world, you can get access to all of the services and all the software you would ever possibly need for free through GitHub. And that's a large part of why I come to hackathons, to kind of, hey, they're here trying to hack, they may not know where to get started, give them a huge pack of things to start with and let them run rampant.
Wow. And in the spirit of sharing, I'm fascinated to know why the GitHub cat has 8 legs. And it's possible that...
Five,
of course.
Controversially.
Octo being meaning 5, of course.
So the Octocat having 5 legs...
First off, this isn't necessarily public, is it? This is.
I think I'm not sure. I've never seen it anywhere publicly, but I don't think it's private knowledge. So the Octocat was a design that GitHub purchased in the early days from the same person who made the Twitter fail whale. They purchased the Octocat design, and that kind of became the mascot. And then, so this is what I know the story to be. I may be off in how all this happened. I apologize when these details are incorrect, but we have the story behind the Octocat. And the story, so we had purchased this design and had this as our mascot, and then at some point, as far as I recall, a employee's young daughter decided to write the story and the fairy tale between the Octocat. And the story, roughly paraphrased, is that there was a cat called Mona, and she was on a beach and she saw a fish in the ocean, and she dived into the ocean to catch the fish. She opened her mouth to swallow the fish and accidentally swallowed a magical coral, and that coral, and the exact quote is, makes you grow octopus legs but keep your normal face. And she thus became Miss Mona Lisa Octocat. So our Octocat's name is Miss Mona Lisa. Although she is an Octocat, she has 5 legs. I can only assume that 4 were her cat legs and 1 was the tail. But they are octopus and they do have tentacles, but she does have a normal face still. And she...
beak, thankfully.
And no beak, no
too
beak.
Freaky.
Yes, that would be absolutely horrendous. But she does have a variety of fun costumes. And we have, if you follow along with our YouTube channel, we have since kind of expanded on this idea, and we now know that there are multiple Octocats, in fact, a whole universe of Octocats, and that they are indeed a species. I don't know whether all of those are cats that have swallowed magical corals. I don't know how.
It's
how...
a collect them all kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yes, definitely. People definitely treat our stickers as Pokemon. I don't know how canonical that story is. It is definitely a story, and that's where the name came from. But yeah, so
if we tell it enough, you know what it's like nowadays in the post-truth, post-fact
age,
it will become whatever it is.
Well, it's built in GitHub. We're a big fan of chat ops, so we have a chat bot which we do all of our deployments and various other things through, and you can ask our chat bot to tell you the story, and it gives you the textual story of what I just told, with the same typos as written by the original employee's daughter. So it's wonderful. I would love to know more about it. I need to go do some digging.
Excellent. If people want to go do some digging into what it is you are doing and who you are, where should they go?
Best place to find me is on Twitter, or obviously GitHub. On GitHub, I'm / Joe Nash. On Twitter, I'm JNA_SH. And if you want to find out about any of what I've spoken about, education.github.com.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.